I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, November 10th. Counselors will meet with Quincy High School students today after a physical altercation between two students outside the school yesterday afternoon. Officials say the altercation was the result of a year-old video posted on social media containing racist hate speech. Two students also got into a fight outside Point Webster Middle School yesterday morning as a result of social media exchanges. Construction is underway on the $24 million Yawkey Housing Resource Center in Quincy. Groundbreaking was held yesterday, marking the start of the new center to be built across from the current Father Bill's homeless shelter on Broad Street. The new center will include 30 units of permanent housing and 75 emergency shelter beds. Supporters say the goal of the new center is to prevent and end homelessness. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will ask the City Council to approve at least $5 million to improve the Furnace Brook Golf Course. The city will take control of the facility next year and open it up to the public. Koch says he believes the course will just about break even. U.S. Army veteran Alex Palko of Quincy is hoping to find a donor for a new kidney. Palko has chronic kidney disease with no known cure and is on a kidney transplant waiting list. Palko is working with a veteran services group called Dove in an effort to find a kidney donor. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, November 10th.